is feasting hall!
Why is he lighting a throne on wheels, pushed by a goblin?
None of your business, antler boy.
Odin?
My pillows need plumping. Plump them, Torag.
No, don't. Where is your spear? Where are your ravens? Where is your eight-footed steed?
Where is your son, Thor?
Silence! Thor is no longer my son. Warrior gods of Asgard, this night a challenging hour is called.
Who calls it? And who is he calling out?
Thor has called it, and he has challenged me.
Still, better than quiz night.
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. The Long, Dark Tea Time of the Soul. By Douglas Adams.
Dirk Gently. Do you know anything about...
Not now. Thor!
Eagles. Ah, she's hung up. It's the size of a horse. Come on, Dirk. Keys out of pocket. Easy does it. Front door open. Yes, yes, now I'm...
Quick, playhouse dummy and I'm in. And you, my feathered friend, are... Oh! Damn! Back off the mirror! Oh, not another 7 years! Oh! Back to the front door! Back! Back! And out! Out you go! Ah, phew. That was close. Oh, bother. Polly wants a cracked skull.
No! Ow! Ow! Oh, you...
We want Thor! We want Thor! We want Thor! We want Thor!
Do I make myself clear?
Left a mark.
Give it a rub. Might come help.
Shut up and listen to Odin.
My children, we the immortals must accept that our days as gods are long gone. Mortals no longer notice or worship us.
No, Lord and Father. I was given an offering just the other day.
Some full of supporters for a beer can, are you?
Still had some in.
They set fire to me under Charing Cross arches. Does a burnt offering count?
Shut up, you pathetic bloody winos.
Thank you, Torag. My children, when tonight's challenging hour is over and Thor has been defeated, this will cease to be the feasting hall of Asgard. I will cease to be your father god. You must learn to live in the world of men forever under the guidance and succor of your new master and mistress.
Who's he on about?
Mighty Odin. You have surrendered your powers to mortals?
He had no choice. He's old. He needs rest. Look at him, poor old soul. Couldn't curse a pimple onto a flea. He's that tired.
But we are subject to mortals. Are these kings? Princes?
A Holy Roman Emperor?
Mother Teresa?
Nah, she's gone. Mortals, useless.
Listen, you're all in safe hands. Simon Draycott is a lawyer and his wife Cynthia is in advertising.
Where's Thor?
We want Thor. We want Thor. We want Thor.
Thor, where are you?
I went downstairs to fetch the drinks machine.
Oh, did you have to?
It's important. Where to put it?
Oh, anywhere. No! Okay, where the coffee table was.
Exact change only, please.
Oh, and before you stand up straight, mind your horns on the...
Oh!
Ceiling. Do you have to wear that indoors?
I am Thor, god of thunder, god of rain, god of the high towering clouds!
Yes, I already have a list of all the things you're god of. Either take the helmet off or unscrew the horns!
You are angry. It is good to be angry, Kate.
I'm glad to know I got something positive out of being attacked by an eagle in the middle of London and then having somebody dump their personal vending machine on my only family heirloom.
I need to bind my wounds before the challenging hour.
Oh, I should have some antiseptic somewhere. Oh, darn it. Empty.
Antiseptic? Do you know nothing?
Of course I don't. I am only human. And a woman. And American. I am so monumentally dumb, my idea for fixing the holes that bird pecked in your arm would be to find the Play-Doh!
No, Cedra.
What?
Crushed leaves of cedra, oil of the kernel of the apricot, infusion of bitter orange blossom, oil of almond, sage and comfrey. Didn't your mother teach you anything?
She taught me how to throw straight!
You have scuffed my breastplate.
And I suppose there's something special you'll need for that?
Vengeance.
All right, enough. No, you, bathroom, now!
Oi, where's me Emma?
Gods know us TV builders get through a lot of tools, but there's one tool I'd never be without. Me old Mjolnir hammer, just like Thor's. Perfect grip, perfect balance, and it comes with full instructions even a builder can understand.
Me trusty Mjolnir.
Mjolnir hammers, just like Thor's. Well, all right, a bit smaller.
Ow! I've got a Thor thumb!
They're magic.
I have a good mind to put a curse on that ridiculous holistic detective.
Let's wait till we're sure we have complete control over these new powers. Wouldn't want you turning me into a duck.
At least a duck has a spine, Simon. The way he gently spoke to you. He thinks he's onto something, or he wouldn't have been following us.
For as long as he thinks we were Anstey's next-door neighbours and knew nothing about his murder, the less trouble he will cause us tonight.
And after we've got rid of that murderous goblin, and Odin has neutralised that oafish Thor, we will do something unspeakable to Dirk Gently.
Hard to think what would make him any more unspeakable.
Simon, what are we doing?
Walking to St. Pancras because our car is broken.
Simon, we are the heirs to Odin's powers. We don't have to walk. Flag down this taxi.
It's a police car.
It's a taxi, if I say it is.
I say it. Hello?
Can I help you, sir? Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Draycott.
You see? He even knows us.
Well, yes, we met this morning at the Anstey murder scene. Constable Luke.
Constable Luke, you will worship us.
Oh, glory, hallelujah, and amen to that, Mrs. Draycott. Shall we have a nice hymn?
We need to get to St. Pancras International, Constable. Can you take us?
As long as it's not south of the river, Mr. D. Mind you, the traffic's dreadful everywhere. Pop in, and I'll do my best.
I shall remove you from my vengeance list for this, Constable Luke.
Oh, thank you, your goddessness. Just for that, I'll put the flashers on.
Thank you.
Oh, need pig fat.
Oh, don't drink it. Pour it in the bath.
Good. Oh, I like.
What?
Bubbles. I have not seen such a thing before.
Oh, I thought cleanliness was next to... Oh, cod liver oil. Norwegian cod. Yep, made for each other.
Okay.
I'm fresh out of anything called vengeance. It'll have to be Calvin Klein obsession.
How much?
Till it stops. Might kill the smell of cod.
Cod is a good smell.
Only to another cod. I'll be in the living room when you're done.
What?
Chainmail off, do you think?
I knew that.
Thor, god of thunder.
Take two bottles into battle. Not me, just a bloody great sword.
What is it with all these Viking ads? Easy with the tsunamis, Tiger.
Sorry.
Kate Schechter.
It's Gently. I think we were cut off earlier.
No, I hung up on you.
I was being polite.
Well, don't. It's creepy. I was dealing with a crisis.
Of course. I am familiar with the condition.
Where are you?
I am in my kitchen, following a not inconsiderable effort to enter my house while being attacked by an eagle. It's the same bird that attacked me earlier. I never forget a beak.
I guess there's only so many golden eagles in North London.
Apart from its general sense of extreme airworthiness and talons that could rip up a small Volvo, this one has peculiar markings. Faint but definite concentric circles on the upper and lower wing surfaces.
Well, get this for interconnectedness. We just had a close encounter with that same eagle. Oh, Thor, just wash.
Ah, you're reunited with your large Norwegian.
He's in the bath, scrubbing floorboard off his back. Our goblin friend superglued him to a warehouse.
Kinky, does Thor still have a hammer?
Yeah, and the vending machine that arrived at the hospital with him. There's something weird about it. Listen.
I fight with my little eye something beginning with C. Cans. Hundreds of them.
I really need to come over.
Unfortunately, I cannot. The eagle followed me into my house. I could only trap it in the hall by cunningly locking myself in the kitchen.
So you've trapped each other?
Yes. The thing seems every bit as cunning as me. Just now, things went rather quiet, so I had a peek through the keyhole. For a moment, I thought he'd painted the room brown, but it was his eyeball peeking back.
Probably wants food.
What does one feed an eagle? Rats, probably, or a small whippet. I think I'm just going to have to go and face up to the thing, explain that it's a choice between cornflakes or a stale muffin.
What if you can't get rid of it?
I'll sell up. I've had enough of this house, with its fridges and its wildlife and its ineradicable position on the mailing lists of every known credit card company.
At least you're locked in the kitchen. Get a knife.
I don't want to kill the brute.
To open that envelope you found in the murdered man's house. Anstey!
Oh, I did. Though the men who delivered my new fridge today seem to have helped themselves to my best knives, along with my kitchen radio and several other useful items. Perhaps they took my cleaning woman. I can't find her either.
What was in the envelope?
A legal document, written in some old runic script. Compared to the small mountain of credit card bills I have here, it looks just like a bill. Though the penalty for late payment might be stiffer. The thing is signed in blood.
So Simon and Cynthia Dracard must have known what it was. Their names were on it too.
Yes.
Along with all the other people who did very well for themselves out of that record company. They passed it on before it fell due. Jeff Anstey was the person left holding it when the music stopped.
And paid with his life.
He said he was being pursued by a green-eyed monster with a scythe and a goblin waving a contract.
Torag!
Torag!
This is a private conversation! Dirk, you need to find the Dracots.
Oh, I know where they are, or at least I know where they were heading when I collided with them just now. St. Pancras International.
Are they going away?
They had no luggage. Perhaps they're meeting someone. In which case... Hem. It's a 6-foot leap from the kitchen window to the pavement railings with an enormous thorn bush between. Wish me luck.
Would it help?
An interesting question, but not one to divert us at this point. Keep your mobile with you, and we'll compare notes.
You got it.
I don't even know if this window can be opened. Oh. 6 feet doesn't look much until you have to clear it. Hey-ho, aim and... Oh, well, cleared the railings. Almost. Oh.
Oof. You got the money for a cup of tea, Gov?
Yes, thanks.
What about a fag? Got one you can spare?
Well, thanks to the Chancellor of the Exchequer and industrial-strength nicotine patches, no. Sorry. Here, my last pound.
I reckoned you'd have more, seeing as you'd broken into that house. Mind you, I don't expect there was much left in Nick.
No, that's my house, and... What do you mean?
A bunch of blokes were in there earlier. Came out with loads of stuff, put it in a van.
Did the van say Nobby's house clearance?
And they'd done what it said on the van and all. Mind you, they did take the fridge in. New, in plastic.
Yes, why, I did ask them to do that. The missing items seem to be their perks. I'll speak to Nobby tomorrow.
At least you can get your old fridge back. They threw it in the skip there.
Oh.
See, what you need is a guard dog.
Might not get on with the eagle.
Eagles. It will fool them. Won't fetch sticks or curl up on your lap.
Yes. How does one get rid of a house eagle? Brainwave. Get the cleaning woman to do it. Lena! Come on, woman. Turn off celebrity ice sculpting and answer it. Strange. Could swear I could hear her ringtone. Not in the house. Very, very strange.
Well, I'd best toddle. Meeting some friends at St. Pancras. I just remembered. My memory's not what it used to be. Never missed an appointment in the Dark Ages.
St. Pancras? The station?
Yeah.
I'll join you if I may. Have you lost something? Well, you're peering around as...
gently. I mean, fridge. Oh, don't hang up. I can't reach phone from pocket. Oh. Oh, holy Ceausescu.
Feel better after a good scrub?
Yes. I'll try hot water again. What is this?
A computer. I've been reading up on you, Thunder God. I'm not used to spending the evening with someone who's got a whole day named after them. Where's your beard?
Ha-ha! I shaved it off when I was in Wales.
What were you doing there?
Counting the stones.
I don't want to sound stupid, but what stones?
All of them! All of them between this size and this size!
Wow! How many were there?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
Then count them yourself! What's the point in me spending years and years counting them so that I'm the only person who knows and who will ever know if I just go and tell somebody else, well? Anyway, I think I may have lost count somewhere in Mid-Glamorgan. But I'm not doing it again!
Well, why on earth would you do it in the first place?
It was the burden placed upon me by my father. A punishment.
Your father?
Odin, the All-Father, father of the gods of Asgard.
The old man I met at Wood's Head Clinic?
We are immortals.
I understand the concept, but you'll need to explain it in practice.
Immortals are what you wanted. Immortals are what you got.
We, being the human race?
It is hard on us. You wanted us to be forever, so we are forever. Then you forget about us. We live in the world of men, but you do not notice us. If I walk in this world you've made for yourselves without us, barely an eye will look in my direction.
Even in the helmet?
Especially in the helmet.
So you're saying that you, all the ancient gods, have been here in this world all this time?
In the world of men, and in Asgard. They occupy the same place. All worlds are here.
In London?
In plain sight. But you have to know how to look. And how to move around the tiny pieces, the molecules.
But the place itself is huge.
It is. And Asgard is not what it was. Few gods have powers anymore. We only gather now on really special occasions.
Like when?
Tonight, in the challenging hour. I must confront my father Odin in the Great Hall of Valhalla and bring him to account for what he has done.
For making you count Welsh pebbles?
No! For making the Welsh pebbles not worth counting! Ah!
You turned my table lamp into a kitten!
Do not make me angry. Things happen.
What do you want?
I don't know. Come with me. I need a witness.
What about the kitten?
There's nothing I can do for it. Things are changed when I lose my temper. Lamps into kittens. People into drinks machines.
This machine?
Please restock with Diet Cola. Not that I give a baboon's fart.
This is the check-in girl from Heathrow?
I'm afraid so.
Now I think about it, the attitude is familiar.
I cursed her. It was an accident.
Can you change her back? Or the lamp?
I don't know how.
Oh, look, I'm tired. Give the old man hell about the pebbles and tell me how it went in the morning.
No! You must see Asgard yourself. There is something I must show you and something I must find.
I don't want to go to Asgard. My mother warned me about going to mythical places with strange gods.
Please.
Okay. Fix a saucer of milk for the kitten while I fetch my coat. How do we get there?
We fly.
Of course.
Buy a sprig of lucky heather, love. Only a quid, love.
Madam, whereas there might be logical evidence at some quantum level to prove that a posy of dried weeds can positively affect natural events, my professional experience in holistic detective work leads me to the conclusion that there is no such thing as luck.
Well, that'll be why you're bleeding then, is it?
Have you seen a couple? Well-dressed? Oh, never mind. Got a fag, Gov? Not since you last asked.
Oh, what happened to your nose, by the way?
The mad bird at home.
Women, eh?
No, the eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Is St. Pancras always this busy in the small hours? I mean, full of homeless people, just milling about? Is there a soup kitchen or something? Or some Icelandic liqueur promotion with free samples? Everything they're advertising these days seems to have some Viking connection.
Oh, well, it's nearly the challenging hour.
The what-y hour?
Oh, that nose of yours. Infuse some blossom of the bitter orange. Add some sprinklings of sage while it is still warm. It's the only balm for eagle wounds.
There are those who will add apricot and almond oil and even, the heavens defend us, cedra. But then, there are always those that will overdo things. And sometimes, we have need of them.
Dirk Gently, friend of smelly tramps everywhere.
It's Kate. I'm going out with Thor.
Congratulations!
Not on a date. He needs to find something before we go to Asgard.
Which is where, apart from in mythology?
Asgard is London. It's hard to explain. It seems the place to be tonight is the Feasting Hall of Valhalla. Thor has called out his father. It's called the Challenging Hour.
It's how the gods settle their differences. A fight to the death.
Should be interesting.
Where are you?
St. Pancras International Railway Station, looking for the Draycots. The platforms are teeming with the homeless, the vagrant, and the drunk. And that's just the staff. But I think the Feasting Hall, Valhalla itself, must be here too.
Apparently you have to go behind a molecule to find it.
Really? A bit late for the crash diet.
Oh, I've got to go. Thor's giving his hammer and my cell phone meaningful looks.
Since we've been talking, this place has completely emptied. Hello? I'm utterly alone.
Maybe they found that molecule.
I was surrounded just now by people, and now they've completely disappeared. Moments ago, one of them was telling me he was late for the challenging hour and giving me advice on how to treat eagle scratches.
Oh, Thor said to use bitter orange blossom, almonds, cedra leaves. What else?
That confirms it. Those people gathered here were not as they seemed in any sense. Least of all, smell.
Valhalla. St. Pancras. Yeah, it's really just a huge hall, isn't it? And with all those gargoyles and things on the hotel above it?
Hush, Kate. Shh.
I'm 2 miles away.
Kate, I'm not alone anymore. The Draycots have just walked onto the main concourse.
Will that be all, Your Majesties? Can I do anything else to worship you?
Here's my card. You'll find a BMW parked at this address. Get the rear lights fixed and have it parked outside here for us to collect in an hour.
Yes, Your Almightiness.
Oh, Simon, can you stop him kissing my feet?
Just adoring you, Mrs. Draycott.
Buzz off.
Oh, right. I'll be back in a jiff.
Harvard.
Now concentrate, Cynthia. Remember what Torag said.
And they've just vanished.
Dirk, I gotta go.
Kate! Kate!
Ready?
What are you gonna do, throw your hammer at London? Pretty hard target to miss.
Warming up.
Should I hold tight to something?
We don't need to fly yet. My world is here.
Holy crap! What happened to Regent's Park?
This is Regent's Park. In my world. It's part of the plain surrounding Asgard.
The towers along the horizon aren't London?
My father's palace.
And that Viking aircraft hangar?
The Great Hall of Valhalla, but that's later.
And now I am seeing things. What is that?
A builder's skip with an old fridge in it. Things slip between worlds. They are usually forgotten or defective or cursed in some way.
Oh, someone's coming.
Valkyries, hide.
Behind the dumpster. Skip, thing.
Stay beyond the next swing of their horses.
Dawn arrives!
It's Princess Anne on steroids.
Strangers on the plains of Asgard, leave this place or pay the levy.
What for?
Congestion charge. Valkyries, fall back! It is I!
Thor, son of Odin, we must escort you to Valhalla for the challenging hour!
This is where you hold on, to me, and tightly.
I have been for a while.
You are to come! All are waiting for you!
Tell my father I will not disappoint him! Mjolnir, hammer of Thor, fly!
I hate it when he does that. Back to Valhalla, sisters. Yes, I know. We're all disappointed.
Come on, gently. You've witnessed an impossible disappearance that would keep Bermuda Triangle theorists happy for a decade. Ah, not that the impossibility bothers me. If something cannot possibly be done, then obviously it has to be done impossibly. The question is, how? Some kind of major festivity is taking place in this vicinity. Even the Draycotts, with their designer smiles and supercilious advertising account faces, seem to have been invited. Indeed, they seem to have acquired even more power and influence than people of their ilk usually enjoy. It's so depressing. I have a good mind to go home, go to bed, and not wake up till I'm in the grocery business. Assuming the Draycotts flagrantly and deliberately vanished and are not merely hiding behind each other, there must be a way to follow them. Slow, positive steps, I think. Imagine I'm slipping behind a molecule. Ah, what did I just do? Have I disappeared? Because St. Pancras Station has...
Look out! An eagle!
Oh, crikey. Not again.
In episode 5 of The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul by Douglas Adams, Harry Enfield played Dirk Gently and Laurel Lefko was Kate. Peter Davison and Jan Ravens were Simon and Cynthia Draycott. Olivia Colman was the drinks machine. Rupert Degas played Thor. Michael Roberts was Toe Rag and Wayne Forrester was Constable Luke. Stephen Moore was Odin and Philip Jackson the mysterious vagrant. The announcer was John Marsh. The programme was dramatised by Dirk Maggs with John Langdon. It was produced by Dirk Maggs and was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4.